the woman we're calling Rihanna to protect her identity entered the U.S. as an unaccompanied minor. That was in 2014. Rihanna has since moved to Western North Carolina, waiting in line for what's called a priority date, when she can legally file for a green card. But last month, an immigration judge in Charlotte canceled her hearing and ordered for her deportation.
Y me siento muy mal porque aún mi sufrimiento no para.
I feel so bad because my suffering doesn't stop. I don't know what will happen to me. The truth is, I don't know what tomorrow will bring. I'm a person without a future, without any hope. I feel practically empty. There's nothing left for me.
In his decision, Judge Stuart Couch says Rihanna's pending visa application is a, quote, indeterminate event, essentially saying it's too speculative for her to remain in the country. Rihanna's attorney, George Pappas.
This judge, in part, is very concerned with managing his docket, otherwise known as his judicial schedule. And he's willing to manage and clear his schedule, even if it means deporting people like Rihanna, which is horrific.
Judge Couch's order also says, quote, the court has legitimate concerns for administrative efficiency. He's referencing his heavy caseload and the massive backlog of immigration cases nationally. That's been compounded by the fact that immigration judges are now under more pressure from the Justice Department to clear their dockets. The DOJ, under the Trump administration, has mandated a quota system requiring judges to complete 700 cases a year. That change has led to more denials, like this one. Meanwhile, Rihanna's attorney is fighting the order on several fronts. Pappas' primary argument is that his client's visa filing date is current.
He's misinterpreted the law by equating the need to have certainty as to when the visa for Rihanna will be current. There's nothing in the law that says certainty has to be established. Here, the facts clearly show, and have shown for quite some time, that her visa is not, as he says, remote or too speculative.
Pappas filed a notice of appeal to the Board of Immigration Appeals. The board will then provide a schedule in the coming weeks. But he says it could take months, maybe a year, before the board reaches a decision. I'm Cass Harrington, BPR News.